Lavrinaitis. I'm 16 years old. It's Sunday, April 28th, 2019, and we're located in Glenview, Illinois. Today I'm interviewing
Linda Alexander Arvinaitis
and Georgia Arvinaitis.
For Americans since the attacks on September 11, 2001, no longer are Americans safe from international terrorists and the violence they perpetrate. Now the United States has engaged in military action in both Afghanistan and Iraq. Were these actions an appropriate response to the events on 9/11?
Yes, I absolutely think these were appropriate. We needed to take action, and it was an attack on our country, and on our citizens, and on our way of life.
Did this event cause you to look differently at the world today?
Yes, it did cause me to look at the world differently, because, again, it was an attack on our entire way of life, and I really didn't think that such a thing could happen to my country in my own country. So it did totally change my view of the world on how a group of terrorists could change our lives forever like this. I just never could have imagined that occurring.
What other alternatives might our government have pursued instead?
Well, you know what? I don't think that there was any other alternative. We were being attacked, and we needed to defend our country and our way of life and our democracy.
How has your life been affected since 9/11, and is this war on terror winnable?
Well, everything changed when we were attacked. And from our everyday life events, our travel, everything has changed. Going into larger cities, I'm much more aware of my surroundings, almost, you know, just apprehensive as I'm entering in. For example, even going downtown Chicago, I'm always thinking, okay, is there a possibility somebody could blow up the John Hancock Building? Or when we were in New York visiting and trying to see a Broadway play, that was, you know, even that thought crossed my mind. And then visiting 9/11, the memorial, of course, had a great impact on me, and will forever, after visiting that memorial and hearing the silence and how they built this beautiful memorial, that really made an impact on my life. And I'm so glad that we went to visit that and had a chance to honor those people that passed on 9/11 and the families that were impacted, that their loved ones never were able to come home. They didn't say goodbye to their children. It was just an unbelievable, terrible, terrible thing that I can't even imagine. It was out of a terrible movie, out of just a nightmare. And even to this day, a lot of the people are suffering from lung damage. They're dying of cancer because of all the smoke and how the buildings, when they came down, and the effect that it had on the entire community and on the entire world. It just, everything from security to how we think, just everything changed. Who would have ever thought that we would have been put in this type of position? Also, those events on 9/11, it also made us more aware of our family life and loved ones. And I think that we can win this war on terror if we all pull together, the entire world. And if everyone in the world can do this, we can absolutely win this war.
And being so young when this happened, I was only 4 at the time. Being careful and that careful way of life is all I know. So watching the impact on my parents and loved ones that knew life before 9/11 was a really interesting perspective to see their reactions to things and reactions to our surroundings wherever we went.
President Obama brought the troops home from Iraq. Do you agree or disagree with this decision, and when should the U.S. pull out of Afghanistan?
Well, I actually agree that it was correct to start pulling them out, but I don't think that a good plan was in place to actually to do that. I agree with pulling them out. I don't think we should, you know, be there. We do need to have some troops there to keep an eye on the terrorist organizations, to have the pulse of what is actually going on there. I think it is important to listen to the people on the ground that are fighting and the generals to give that advice and to give that direction of what's actually happening. But I think that Obama pulled out too quickly without a great plan in place to help assist those people that were still left there.
Yeah, I agree. And I think that you're absolutely right. We need to have people on the ground there because we really don't know what's going on from just reports from outside perspectives. We need our people there watching what's happening and giving us advice on what to do.
Do you think that former President Bush did a good job at addressing this issue to the general public and also including how he handled the issue itself?
Well, I do agree. I think everybody was so shocked and in total disbelief that he did the best he could with the information that he was getting. And I think he did do a great job in ensuring and going to the site, going right to ground zero and speaking to the public the way he did. I think that he handled the issue to the best of his ability.
I remember being in elementary school and having the teachers put on the TVs allowing us to be involved in the current events and speaking about it. So I think for the president to be able to reach out to even children listening to him, I think he did a great job. I agree.
Do you think that our current president is doing a good job of monitoring this issue? And what are some things that you believe are crucial in his plan to keep America safe?
Well, yes, I think he is monitoring correctly. However, I do think that he needs to listen to his advisors, the general, the people on the ground to get more information on what's actually happening. But I think that, you know, I do agree with his perspective. I think that he is doing a really good job of this. And, you know, again, just with whatever information he's receiving, I think he's doing well.
I think he's doing a good job in monitoring our borders and keeping us safe. There's not a ton of emphasis on our troops in Afghanistan right now, but I do think he's doing a good job in keeping everyone informed and doing the best that he can with the information that he's given.
What were some traumatic events that you had to endure that day, if there are any?
Well, we were at O'Hare Airport on our way to Disney with Georgia. And we were just about to board the plane, and suddenly the TVs went off completely. And all we saw were everybody rushing, the flight attendants and the crew that were going to board the plane suddenly were at the desk, the information desk, and they were all hovering over a screen. And then immediately, and you could hear the shock in their voice, and really how scared they were, they asked that everybody needed to evacuate the airport right now. Take your children, your belongings, and leave. Do not go get your bags, they told us. Don't go downstairs. And everybody needs to leave and get out of the airport immediately. So that's exactly what we did. We didn't know. We asked, what's going on? What's going on? They said, please just evacuate the airport. And there was a issue in New York. They didn't say exactly what it is. So we really didn't know until we got out of the airport. Because like I said, all the TVs went dead and nobody was really communicating. So they did say it was a threat and we did need to leave. And that impacted for the rest of our lives.
Yeah, and I was so young at the time, obviously four, so I don't have very vivid memories, but I just have very faint memories of being carried through the airport by my mom. So I think that my age group wasn't hugely affected with memories, you know, of remembering that time, but I do think that we were old enough to be aware of a situation that was happening, a horrible, awful situation.
Well, and also on that day, you hear all these stories about how some of the people even going into the towers either spilled something on their tie or didn't go to work. They called in sick. And I can honestly say that my experience that day, strangely enough, saved my life. Having to evacuate and not get on that flight saved my life, and also my daughter Danielle's life, who we didn't know that I was pregnant yet, but I had a medical issue that I wasn't feeling well that day, but I still didn't want to disappoint Georgia, and I wanted to go to Disney with her, but I actually was not feeling well, and was going to get on that flight, but had I boarded that flight to go to Disney, I may have had a heart attack on the flight, the doctor said, or something could have had to happen because I had an issue where I had water around the heart. So who knows what could have happened to me and my unborn daughter on that day had we boarded that flight. So it almost saved my life and my daughter's life.
What was an airport like before this event had occurred?
Oh, it was easy to get through security. We didn't have to take off our shoes. We didn't have to get padded down. We could carry whatever size liquid we wanted on into our carry-on bag. And it didn't have to be 3 ounces. It didn't have to be in a clear bag. It could be in its original packaging. It didn't matter. And, you know, it just everything changed. We didn't have to get there, but you could get there literally 40 minutes before your flight, and you were fine. You had plenty of time. Now you have to be there 2 hours at least just to get through security, and that may not even be enough time. So I think that, you know, because of all this that happened, because of this attack on our society, it just changed everything for us.
What would you like the audience to know about the war on terror and its significance?
Well, I think that it's changed our life forever. I would like to, we need just to keep everybody safe and able to practice their religions freely. We need to have equal rights for women and children. And we should not anywhere in the world live in fear. People should not have to live in fear. They should be free to practice their religion. They should be respected. And that's what I think with the war on terror. I think that we can win this if we all pull together and think about how we can really care about each other and you know, take a stand against it.
I think that sometimes things are emphasized, the wrong things are emphasized in the news and in our everyday lives, and we need to get back to core values and what we believe in, a peaceful earth and freedom for everyone. There should be no reason, like you said, for, you know, people to not be able to practice their religion or, you know, all of our First Amendment rights. I think that everyone deserves a good and peaceful way of life.